business, Bob.
Hey, Bob, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry, I was just finishing up with another client.
Okay, I've got everything done. I just don't want to put my Social Security number on this application.
Okay, so what you can do is you put 000, right? Just follow the prompt on there. Like, and what will happen is the background check, you'll have to give it to either Evident or Pinkerton, the company doing the background check itself.
Okay.
But you will, so just to clarify, like, in order to move forward, right, like, a background check does have to be done. If you don't want to put it on that app, though, it's completely understandable. Some of my clients don't either. So you just put the zeros in, but you will have to give it to either Pinkerton or Evident directly, who will be the ones actually performing the background check.
Okay. Are they going to call me?
Yeah. So what will happen is the Evident, right, the way they work is they actually need you to scan the front and back of your driver's license as well and send it in. Pinkerton doesn't require that, but they would be contacting you directly after we create the profile and shoot it over to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So can you and I go in and change the cities and counties as we want to?
Yes, at any point in time. Yes, sir.
Okay, the application's been sent.
Okay, application's been sent. And you you put the insurance, the copy of insurance on there?
Answered every question they had.
Awesome. Awesome. Great stuff. Okay, so we can process it. Give me one quick second. So for the one-time application fee, that $250 fee, right? Are you going to use the same card that's on file, the one ending in 9675?
There shouldn't be a card ending it. There shouldn't be a card on file.
With us? There definitely is. Yeah. This is Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. So you do have a card on file with us, sir?
No. I do not want to use that card ever again over there. I paid by check. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I can give you a card number.
Okay, so let me change it. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard, and remove that other card.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm removing it completely.
Completely away from Local Splash and everything.
Okay, so we do need to have a card on file for the application fee.
I'm giving you a card. I do not want that card visible at Local Splash for anything moving forward. I'm about to give you another card that is tied to my business.
Got you. It's deleted. Yeah, I already deleted the other card, so you're good to go on that.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5134.
Okay.
5100.
Mm-hmm.
0241.
Mm-hmm.
8701.
Got it. And the expiration date?
0627.
All right. And the CVC code?
168.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out that card, okay? And let's see. Is it the same billing address, the 3712 Perkins Lane?
Yes, everything's the same.
Okay, awesome. All right, so give me one second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed. Where is, here it is. Okay.
And this is no contract, right? If it doesn't work, it didn't work.
Yeah, it's no contracts, correct. I haven't had one client cancel on it, but what you can do is you can always, like, pause your leads, too, if needed, any point in time. But absolutely, it's no contracts. Yes, sir.
Okay.
right. So Google Guarantee has been added. Give me one second here. What I'm going to do in a moment here is we're going to schedule your onboarding appointment too for Google Guaranteed. That way they can let you know if it's going to be Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check, right? And they're just going to, like, ask you some questions to make sure we're setting up your profile correctly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me one quick sec here.
And you will have access to my Google My Business page, which will be obviously on the Google Guarantee.
Yeah, so your reviews from your Google Business profile will already transfer to your Google Guarantee. So it will be attached. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Okay, save. Oh, hold on, refresh this.
What's the email that the text just told me I was getting?
It should have triggered you the application again, but don't worry about it because it's already been submitted to you and it's already filled out completely. Yeah. So then you'll get an email that is like says your Google Guaranteed campaign starts and it just like goes over everything with the application form that already submitted to you. So it just automatically triggers when I attach Google Guaranteed to your account. All right. So you really don't have to pull it up. I mean, you can, but you already submitted the app.
Google Guaranteed campaign begins tagstone.
Yes, exactly. And then it'll have the application link there, but you already filled it out and you're good to go on that, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get your onboarding appointment scheduled. Give me one quick second.
I'd like to get it done today, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. So there's a slot. What time is this at? Hold on, let me message over to that side because it shows that their calendar is booked for today. So let me see if they can open up a time for you. I mean, one quick second. Give me one sec. I'm just waiting for them to respond on the tech side. While I'm waiting too, so let me ask you about your, so we have Google Guaranteed added to your account. What about your, because I know you talked to me about your base program. Were you trying to continue with that or did you want to pause it or?
Zero. Pause it right
okay.
Now.
Okay.
So now, I wanted to finish out the billing because I paid for it in the beginning of the month.
Right. The reason I'm bringing it up to you is because it bills again in 2 days on June 9th.
Stop so. Right now. Pause
okay.
It right now. Shut all down, right. James Brown. Hit the pause button, and I'm going to have you have Shillette call me after we hang up.
Okay,
if you'll
perfect.
Message her and tell her to call me.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I was going to put in for a dash for them to pause it because I can't pause the base account on my side. So they have somebody call you and verify it. But if you want Shillette to call you, that's perfect because she's able to do it from her side.
She's the only one I want to
do. Okay,
all
okay.
All right.
So give me one second. Let me just check on scheduling this appointment, too. $250.
How many leads did you say I would get per month?
If you do the minimum budget, it's 13 qualified leads.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, while I'm waiting for them to respond, let me, I know they're all on the phones right now, so that's why it's taking a little bit, but let me, add that to your placements too, so they know. One quick second.
Once we get this up and running, you will be my contact on this?
Yeah, I'm really active in my accounts, so you could call me directly. You're going to have a lead technician assigned to your company too, but you could always call me first, and usually it's an easy question I can answer, but if not, I can always get you over to them.
It's probably going to be more like playing with the keywords or something.
Right, right, or the target areas or any of that stuff too, you know? Yeah. Here we go. Updates. Boom. That's added. Oh, I remember this too. You're in that new zip code area. So I put 75071 for your zip code.
That's,
yeah. So let me.
Unless Google sees 75072 and they say
Right. No.
Profile probably says 75072.
Let me see real quick. Tagstone. Kenny. Yeah, it's actually hidden, so it's not showing me, but it should be good to go. They'll touch on that in the, cause it's a new zip code, so like it'll be easy breezy. We just let our rep know even.
It was actually 75070.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So 75070 is now 75072.
Got you.
And what's weird is my utility company does not recognize me here under either one of those zip codes. They recognize me as 75069.
That's super weird. Yeah, but the 75070, that shows up, you know, on the lead budget calculator. So Google just, if it's a brand new zip code, they just basically have to add it to the system, but it should be easy breezy. All right, what is going on with these guys? Let me message Chalette in the meantime, you know, just try to get this done.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. So. Oh, here we go. Google Guaranteed Site just got to me. Okay. He said all agents are booked today. So let me get you scheduled. What time tomorrow will work best for you? We could do as early as 10 a.m.
I need it early. I got to get this rolling. Because
okay.
I've got jobs right now, but I have no appointments right now. So, you know.
Okay. So I'm gonna message Bonnie on that side. She's awesome. I'm gonna ask her to still push your profile through today. That way we don't prolong it. But I'm gonna have her do the onboarding call for you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Okay.
Okay. And then I can do the back today, unless that's done on that other call tomorrow.
It's done on the other call. So when she submits it, right, you're gonna get a response from Pinkerton or Evident. But really, I want her to let you know tomorrow, like, who that is, and that way you can push it through. But at the latest, you'll have it all done tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, All right. So let me
make everything is in Google's hands as soon as possible to get it approved as soon as possible.
I got you. I'll make sure they know that, like, you want it submitted as fast as possible. You know, obviously, what we send in writing is just to cover our butts, that 4 to 8 week thing, you know? But I'll put it in there just for them to push it through as quick as possible.
Every one of your competitors that have called me on the Google Guarantee have told me they can get it done in days. They have no trouble getting it done in days.
Really? Yeah, I'll tell you, I've seen it done as soon as a week. You know what I'm saying? But we just like to always cover our tails, right? Like, if we under-promise and over-deliver, you guys are always happy with us. Yeah. So that's the goal with that stuff. But that's good to know. I'll push that to, you know, I'll let our CEO know too, that competition saying like in a matter of days, you know, but
I was with a guy on the phone before I talked to you and I don't remember whether it was Monday or Tuesday or whatever day it was of the week, but he said he'd have us have it done by Friday.
Really?
He said he's done full of them in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell them to push it as soon as possible, you know. But yeah, I wasn't aware that other companies are saying that stuff, you know. I know we do a really, really good job with them, though. So I'm not sure if they're just, like, putting it up, like, as fast as possible and then, like, optimizing it or whatever. But we want to make sure we're putting you in for the right, like, subcategories and having the stuff on there to, you know, attract leads that want to call you. So, yeah, it'll be worth the wait, but they'll get it done for you for sure, you know. All right, so I got you in for tomorrow at 10 a.m. Let me finish messaging Shalette, too. That's what I was doing before they started messaging back. Clients, I will say, onboarding right now. Okay, so I just messaged Shalette on that. Let me tell you a little bit more about this onboarding appointment, too. So 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder. So you'll know it's coming, okay? And the way it works, Bob, is I'll actually call and introduce you to the technician, which should be Bonnie, okay? If I'm on the phone with another client, though, she'll just call on her own to make sure that we don't miss the appointment, okay? But that's scheduled tomorrow at 10 a.m. All right. Regarding Shalette, I just messaged her, so let me see what she responds, and I'm going to start sending her the notes on that, too. Just give me one quick sec. She's typing. Man, it used to be so cool when we were in office because I could just, like, pop my head in her office, you know. Hey, Bob's on the phone for you, you know. But now we got to, like, type it and wait for a response. So, all right. So, okay, so she messaged me. She's on a call right now. Give me 1 second. She's typing something else. Okay, so she's going to call you right when she's off of that phone call. Does that work for you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I already sent her all the notes. Usually the longest we're on a call is like 45 minutes, but I'm not sure how long she's been on this call. But as soon as she's off that phone call, she'll call you, and she calls from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So Google Guarantees added to your account. I sent the note over to Shalette, so she'll be the one to be able to pause it, right? And any questions you have for her, too, she can answer them. She's amazing. And tomorrow I'll introduce you to Bonnie. I'll tell Bonnie, too, to, like, already push that application through so we could get a push on this today. Okay? All right. Awesome, Bob. All right. Congratulations. You're going to love Google Guaranteed. I promise you we'll work as fast as we can to get this thing approved for you. And thank you for letting me know about our competitors, too. I'll bring that up to my CEO.
Well,
so you know.
More than one said they can get it done quick.
Right. Right. Do you know what their names were, if you don't mind me asking, or the company names?
Oh, shit. No, because they called me
well, no worries. If you like know it later on too, you could let me know. The only reason I ask is like, so I'll pass the info to them, but there's a lot of like scam companies too, you know, that like tell you whatever. So they're not
The one that I'm thinking of out of Lubbock, it's two guys that run this company.
Okay.
And I liked them when I was looking more at the Facebook. They blow you away on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
It's two kids probably, I'm assuming they're out of college for, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 3 years or so. But I've talked to their customers and I've done a bunch of research on them. If I were going to stick with the Facebook thing, I would leave Local Splash.
Got it. And you go with them on it. Mm-hmm.
I have gotten goose egg, zero, nada, nothing from Local Splash out of my, out of the campaign that they're working on right now. Not one call. Now, if you look at my dashboard, it says a whole bunch of stuff, but nobody's called
that. No calls.
Nobody has called me, even if the website says it didn't happen.
Gotcha. I'm sorry for that. Google Guaranteed, though, it's a really good platform because if you got zero calls, you'd pay $0, right? But you shouldn't have to worry about that. And the cool thing, too, is that auto dispute system. Like, you got to schedule an appointment or quote them over the phone in order to be charged. So it should be night and day for you. Yeah.
Walk me through. So my phone rings, I get a text, mm-hmm. I get an email.
Get a call. You'll get a call. So what will happen is on your phone, it will come through as LSA lead, right? That way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead, okay?
Yeah.
And when you speak to
that
lead, yes, you answer the phone. Answer rate is very important on Google Guaranteed because Google,
do not worry about that. You don't need to go there. I am, with any lead service I have, there unless I just, my phone's dead or something,
right?
I freak the customer out. I call them so quick. So,
okay.
No worries about me answering the phone. This is my livelihood. I sleep with my fucking phone.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, so you can have no problem with this. You
answer
the
call
mm-hmm.
and you are on the other end
mm-hmm.
and you say, hey, my name is Jack Benson
mm-hmm.
and I found you on Google
mm-hmm.
and I understand you guys do pavers, driveways, walkways, whatever we choose as our keywords or whatever. And
right.
I say, yeah. And I say, where do you live? They say, I live in McKinney. I say, perfect. Would you like for me to come out and give you an estimate? Great. I'll be there tomorrow at 2:00. Boom, done. Google picks up that I set that appointment. I answered that call and they charged me for that lead.
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, if the guy says, I live in Houston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I found you on Google, and I go, oh, man, I don't cover Houston. I'm up here north of Dallas. Oh,
right.
Well, no big deal. I apologize.
and we hang up the phone. Google automatically knows that I did not get an appointment.
Automatically. It's crazy how accurate it is. Yes, sir. That's exactly how it works.
Hey, I need you to come out and fix 5 bricks on my grandmother's house. And I say, we don't do that. They pick up on that and don't charge me for that leave?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. And to safeguard it to you, like you'll have in your tracking system through us, you'll have a section when you click on leads, right? You'll see paid leads. That'll show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say paid or unpaid next to it.
Mm-hmm. What if I answer the phone and it's a and I'm just going to pick on them, not because I'm picking on anybody, but I have trouble understanding Indians sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an Indian guy that I can't really understand, and I say, hey, I really appreciate the call, but I don't think we're going to be a good fit for you. Mm-hmm. Do I get charged for that lead or not?
No, they'll pick that up as a solicitation call more than likely, you know.
Okay.
But monitor those. If you get those situations, monitor those particular ones just to be safe. You know what I'm saying?
How will I know?
It'll say in your tracking system the number, the lead, right? And then it'll say unpaid or paid next to it, which means qualified or unqualified.
Well, what if it shows paid and I've got 5 other paid ones? How will I know it's the Indian guy that I couldn't understand?
It'll show his phone number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You shouldn't be charged for it, right? It should say, because you didn't set an appointment with that person, right? Or quote them over the phone. So you shouldn't be charged for it, but I would just monitor those just in case. You know, I tell my clients, some of them check it like daily, some check weekly, you know, whatever works for your timing, but just to be safe, just check them, make sure everything's accurate, you know?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm paying you every month, and you're handling Google?
Yes, so right now, it's just that application fee. You pay that one time, you never, ever have to pay it again. So that's out of your hair, okay? Once we get you approved, right, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text from us verifying that you're ready to turn your leads on. That's when your lead budget would be charged.
And you're charging me for that, not Google.
Correct. So we're charging you, right? And then out of those leads, it takes from your budget for Google Guaranteed, out of the qualified ones.
Yeah. But my point is, and let me finish.
Yeah.
I'm paying you $600-something a month right now, unless we raise that down the road. I'm paying you that number. Local Splash is taking that money from my card that I have given you authorization to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take their cut of every lead, and they pay Google their portion, correct?
Yes. Correct. Exactly
okay,
it. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Some
companies charge me twice. They let Google take money, and they take money. I like going and paying you and letting you deal with Google.
That's exactly. It's way better for you. And so, like, just so you know exactly what it is, so Google is charging us $36 for the lead. We're charging you $48. So we're just making $12 on each qualified lead, you know?
That's fine. I don't have a problem.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I'll wait till I get the call tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and you should get a call from Shalette very soon, too. As soon as she's off that call, she's on. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, perfect, perfect. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and then Shalette should be calling soon, okay? Congratulations again. Great rest of your day, Bob.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. Bye.